Chris Kroeger on Hornets Radio. We're going to continue our celebration of Black History Month here with the Charlotte Hornets. And tonight, our honoree, Nicholas Wharton, President and Chief Executive Officer for the Charlotte Area Fund. And we're going to honor him for his great commitment to our community and all the works he's done, not only recently, but over just decades of service. And Nicholas, it's good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a joy of my life to be honored in this kind of way. This is really exciting.
Well, we're going to make you the man of the night tonight, so we're going to have you on the court. Okay, we're going to make it all about you, and you've earned that. And I was talking to you. I said, tell me about you, what everything you've done and your career to this point. Right now you're serving as the Chief Executive Officer of the Charlotte Area Fund, like we talked about. But before that, you're with the Urban League. But I love this. You were at Charlotte Latin for nearly 5 years, and
that's
you were
correct.
The first ever African-American diversity officer at Charlotte Latin right here in Charlotte.
That's correct. That's correct.
What an honor.
It was really exciting. It's a wonderful school, as you know. Certainly my background spans 20 years of working in a number of organizations, all nonprofits, some corporate work as well, all leading diversity and inclusion efforts, and trying to provide access and equity for those who may not have had a chance at life and opportunities.
You've been doing this for decades, and you've been doing this in lower levels, K through 12, but also higher institutions of learning,
correct.
Like you were talking about. But this commitment to growing diversity and growing awareness for it. Where does this come from? Because it's got to come deep within your soul, but what bore that?
Well, growing up, poor in New York City, provided such of a framework about helping people, right? My mother really encouraged that and her sons to really help others. And quite frankly, recently I had a wonderful experience. I had a chance to attend the All-Star weekend. I had a chance to attend the Mother's Brunch, where Steph Curry's, his mother, and Chris Paul's mother honored Miss Jordan. And one of the things that she said that left an indelible impression on me is that it really wasn't about her. It's what comes through her, right, in helping others. And so that really kind of summed it up for me in a real powerful way. So this weekend was really a whole week was exciting having the All-Star players here as well.
What's the when you reach not only children but adults and you speak of diversity, the greatest gift diversity gives everybody is what to you? What's it mean?
Yeah, I think opportunity. I think opportunity to excel. As you know, right now, we're 50 out of 50 cities in terms of economic mobility, helping poor people reach working to middle class. And so the mission of the Charlotte Area Fund for over 50 years in Charlotte is really just that, providing folk an opportunity. Because we know that systemic barriers in our city and across the country around race and class have really limited, human potential and human capital. So what we're doing is investing in people. That's what it's really about. Diversity and inclusion is about investing in people because we need to.
Well, Nicholas, thank you for investing not only in people, but specifically right here in Charlotte. So tonight, it's all about you taking the game.
Wow.
The NBA champions are in town. We're going to try to knock them off, too. So enjoy the game tonight, and thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you so much for having me.